KQ4WJT and 4ZLK.
How are you? KQ4WJT.
I just left the chiropractor office. I was hoping I didn't miss you.
Yep. I'm right at the Stone and East North exit, so about to get home. Just been on the phone the whole drive home. We're still working.
Yeah, I got you on input really good. You must probably still on high power, but I'm actually up at Pelham Road and East North Street, so I'm not that far from you.
Yeah, I tried putting it on low, but it's back to high, so I don't know if I'm not clicking it right, or I need to look up the handbook to see how to confirm the setting. Yeah, I left a little early because Nadine's got a midwife appointment this afternoon. And my phone hasn't rang all day, and of course right when I get in the truck, it rang nonstop from the time I left to right now.
Usually does. All right, well, hope you and Nadine and Ada have a good night, and hope her appointment goes well. Let us know.
Yeah, I think it's just a little checkup, maybe getting a couple things from them since it's really any day now. But I'll let them know you said hi.
Should be any day. Come on, let's get this thing going.
Right, I think I'm just as equally ready for her to get that baby out so she starts feeling better.
Of course she is, and I know you are too, so. And Ada is in for a big awakening.
I'm hoping she'll adjust well. We've been trying to let her know that when baby comes, all of our attention can't just go to her anymore, but she's only three, so we'll see how she handles it.
First one to go through this, so she'll be fine. It is going to wake her up, though, that's for sure.
She's cracking us up anytime I try and explain it to her. You know, I'll tell her, Ada, you know, you might need to have some quiet time, play by yourself, so Nadine or Mommy or myself can take care of the baby, and then she'll get real sad and say, but I want to take care of the baby.
Help, I know that, so that's exciting. Well, anyway, I'm glad you had a good day, or I hope you had a good day. It sounds like you did.
Just Monday, getting back in the swing of things. Did you get your back all adjusted?
X-rays, and I had some places that were twisted in my upper spine between my shoulder blades and in that lower part that's giving me issues. And, man, I like the way he adjusts because he's a big guy, and he really put some effort into it. But, man, I felt good afterwards. So he said hopefully a couple of sessions and I should be back to normal.
This from when you heard it a couple weeks ago?
Whatever I did, I don't know what I did, but it's still been bothering me. So it already feels a little better, I think. We'll see how it does tonight. But I saw the x-rays, and they were ugly. Of course, it was my x-ray, so of course it's going to be ugly.
What guy you've always seen the past 20 years?
Clay retired. He had to have surgery on his hands a few years ago, and so he was still running his place. But he had a couple other doctors there, so I was seeing one guy there. In fact, Nadine saw him, too, I believe, one time, once or twice. But Clay ended up retiring and selling the business to two of those guys, and they've moved somewhere else, and I can't remember the name of it. They changed the name, and they quit taking our insurance. So I did go see him when he was still in the old office sometime last year, beginning of the year, I think, and just paid for it. But I needed to find somebody else, and a couple of guys I work with go here. So I like this guy. He reminds me of the way I was treated before.
But let's get you. Found this other guy. Sounds like he's doing the same thing or just as good as Clay was.
Yeah, the same way. I went to somebody years ago, somebody different out there near Simpsonville where we live. And he used that little metal clicker thing on my back. I'm like, what are you doing? You're supposed to grab me and twist me. Twist me in place like the other guys do. I don't even know what that little clicker thing does. But apparently it's supposed to work, but it sure didn't feel like it.
That, I guess there's two schools of thoughts there. There's that little gun and then full hands-on, and I think in the past when Nadine's gone, I remember she saw Clay a couple times, and then she found someone else that uses that little gun, and I don't know, she likes it. I've never been either way.
For some people, and I feel like it would take longer, especially with my back as tight as it is. Maybe it would take several sessions of that, I don't know. But, it's a little unnerving when they first grab a hold of you and say, all right, hold on, you know, but they know what they're doing, and man, when your back cracks and you just feel relief all over after that, it's worth it.
I feel like eventually I'll probably end up going at some point.
From where you are right now, it's just right up Pelham Road, up under that water tower. So I called them this morning, and they got me in today as a first-time patient and treated me. So that's good, too. Some places, they want to see you first, and then they want to have you come back and do x-rays before they even adjust you. So I've got everything done at one time.
Not anymore. That's pretty nice, though.
Very thankful. Well, that school project you guys were working on, is that done or almost done?
Yeah, we have the re-roof. The existing school we re-roofed over the summer, and we're just buttoning it up, basically. They put us on pause while the kids were back in class, and then we did a bunch of work over Christmas break. And the addition they put on, we've pretty much got the whole building dried in. We just have to get metal measured and do all the metal staining seam, wall panels, trim work. So maybe another month or two of work out there, and hopefully we'll be pretty wrapped up.
You home yet? If you're not, let's go to 146520, because I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain here, and I'm having trouble hearing you. I can actually copy you very clear on Simplex.
Yeah, we'll switch over. KQ4WJT.
Is that okay? QSY.